Now, with Christmas like distant memory at this stage, many people are turning their interest towards the garden and spring. And I am delighted to say that David Farrer from Clarenbridge Garden Centre over there in Kinsalveg joins me on the line to guide us through the do's and the don'ts for the next couple of months. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. And it's hard to believe that we're sitting off here 21st of January already.
Yes, springtime is underway.
Yeah, and you can, as Noel Cronin says, time and tide waits for no man. Now, before we get to all the tips and the tricks for the garden, can I extend my congratulations to you and to all the team on the brilliant news that not only have Waterford County Council given you the go-ahead for a restaurant at your fabulous premises, but also that you're extending the garden centre as well. You must be very excited about the year ahead, are you?
Yeah, there's three different things happening at the moment, Linda, out there. There was a last garden that Mike McKenna and I planted there maybe 15, 20 years ago in the valley. So that's been restored over the winter. And that's going to be a spectacular thing when it opens. Probably around the middle of March, I think it'll be finished. So people will be able to stroll into the valley and get ideas for their garden, I suppose.
And it's a fabulous views as well that you have from the back there. Anyone that's familiar with the premise, you have stunning views of the Blackwater up there as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And as well as that, inland, we're doubling the size of the garden centre. So the actual garden centre itself will be double the size. And again, that will be completed around the same time in the middle of March as well. So yeah, there's lots going on. And then, of course, the restaurant. So just before Christmas, the Waterford County Council gave the final approval for the restaurant. So that will open also, all going well, the middle of March. And that'll be spectacular, lots of seats. And there's a fabulous deck area, which will be on the back side of the restaurant, which overlooks the Yall Estuary. So that will be spectacular when that opens now as well.
And of course, the restaurant, the cafe that was there before was a very popular spot. And it's something you probably have to do as a business to evolve as well. It's to kind of offer a whole experience for people going to a garden centre. It's not just about going up and picking out a plant.
No.
It's about going up and having a stroll around, a cup of coffee, a chat. It's all part of the experience now, isn't it?
It is an experience. So we started obviously they're around this time last year, and we had to start small. That's the way you do it with the plants, first of all. But that's only a small part of it. What we want to offer there is an actual experience. And a side effect of that is we actually sell plants, but it's the overall experience. So you'll come to see the garden, you'll walk down into the valley, you might have a cup of coffee, and then you might pick up a plant on the way out. So it's a whole package.
Yeah, it's brilliant in fairness. Now, we have seen some pretty severe weather, even in the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. I mean, Monday of last week, we had Storm Brendan rolled in.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we saw probably the most severe frost that we have seen, certainly this year. What does that type of weather do to the garden?
It just slows everything down, I suppose, really. That's all. I don't know if you can remember this time last year, the weather was fabulous in January. It was very settled and dry. So, you know, it just slows things down. People don't get into the garden. They don't think about it. You know, so we need some fine days now for people to start thinking about gardening again, start thinking about the seeds, the vegetables. You know, it's only a few weeks away now. It's only a few weeks away.
And what can people do at this stage, David, to start getting themselves spring ready?
Yeah, well, I suppose this time of the year, really, it's all about planning. So people need to be planning and thinking about what they're going to do and getting ideas and all that. So if anybody that's listening there is thinking, oh, I'd like to do a bit with the garden this year or something, this is the time of year that you prepare it. So you wouldn't actually be doing it, but you'd be getting ideas and things for it. And I suppose if anybody wants ideas, they just take pictures on their phone, call out to us, and one of us will go through it and give you ideas, and then maybe in a few weeks' time you start the work.
Brilliant. Now, we've had some questions coming in. As usual, when people hear you're on, we always get a flurry of questions coming in. One of the most popular ones is that people are wondering, can they still plant early spring bulbs at this stage, or is it too late to do it?
I presume what you mean by that is early spring flowering bulbs.
Yes.
Yes, so you can still plant them, but you'd really be planting them from pots at this time of the year. So the actual bulbs itself, it's gone a little bit late now. We're at the end of January. You can plant tulips in January, and that would be the end of them, really.
And should you plant those in the ground, or should tulips be in containers as well?
Well, you can plant them into the ground, but for those, I suppose, for people that have forgotten to plant them, we would have them in pots for people to buy, like little pots, and you just put them into the ground that way.
Okay, brilliant.
You could still do it, yes.
You could still do it. A listener has been in contact. They have some fruit trees that they want to plant. Now, they haven't stated what fruit trees they are. They're wondering if now is a good time to plant fruit trees.
Now would be a very good time to plant. So probably December, January, even the early part of February would be the best time to plant fruit trees, bare root fruit trees. Now, there is one exception. The only time you wouldn't plant, and particularly with yesterday's frost, is when the ground is frozen. So if the ground is frozen, you can't plant on that particular day.
Is there a period of time, David, from when we get, let's say, a bad frost like we did yesterday? Should you leave a few days? Should you leave a week? What length of time should you leave?
You can plant it today.
You could plant today, so 24 hours.
The frost is gone, yeah. As soon as the frost is gone, you can plant. And if it froze tonight, after planting today, that's fine. You just don't dig the soil when it's frozen. And the main reason is you destroy the structure of the soil.
Oh, okay.
So, you avoid the frost, and if you have them in the day after or something, that's fine. Yeah, this is a good time.
Okay, brilliant. Roses is very popular. People are wondering, is it too early to plant roses at this stage?
You can plant bare root roses now, absolutely. Yeah, this is the time to do it. But we'll soon be coming into the time now for pruning roses. That'll be into February, it all depends on the weather, I suppose. Into February, early March is the time to prune roses. But by all means, you can plant them at this time of the year. Again, avoid the frost.
Okay.
You know, avoid the frosty mornings. If you plant, you know, just any other morning is fine.
Perfect. And finally, I mean, and it seems to be becoming more and more popular, people growing vegetables.
Yes.
People are wondering, what type of vegetables can they start to grow now?
Well, I suppose it's a bit like the gardening in general. It's all about planning now at this stage. This stage, I suppose, people should be getting seed potatoes, particularly the early ones, the Sharps Express, the Duke of York, and you start chitting them. You start sprouting them. And they need to go in then maybe in the next month or so, as soon as the soil dries up a little bit. But it's about planning. You could maybe in 3 or 4 weeks put in the seed potatoes, onion sets, those kind of things.
With regards to vegetable seeds, David, I mean, if people are starting to plant them now and to get them into seedlings and to get them going, is there any vegetables, and I've heard it's true of carrots, I'm not sure whether it is the case or not, that if you grow them in seed trays, that they're very hard to transplant them. Are carrots that difficult to transplant from a seedling in a seed tray into the ground, let's say?
They are. So any of the root vegetables, like with the carrots, parsnips, turnips, maize like that, they should be directly sown into the ground. And it's too early for it. You will be doing that at the end of February, March. So anything with a tap root, any of the root vegetables, they should be sown directly into the ground. It's not that they don't transplant well from seed trays. You're kind of wasting your time. You're better just to sow them directly into the ground.
Perfect. And then obviously just thin them as they go, so just to give them room to grow.
Exactly, yeah. So maybe in 3 or 4 weeks' time, you could actually start sowing seeds in trays. Lettuce, tomatoes, salads, those kind of things are fine. But that the root vegetable is better sown directly into the ground, and then maybe a month later you thin them out.
Okay, brilliant. Now, in terms of, we spoke there of the restaurant coming up and the extension of the garden centre and stuff like that. Give the old garden centre a plug there. What else can people expect when they go up there?
Well, I suppose from the middle of March, really, what we will have there is an experience, and quite a unique experience, because there's a garden, a sloping garden that faces into the valley and across over to the estuary. You won't see it anywhere. It's a unique setting. It's a unique setting, and it also has a unique feeling. So people that are familiar with the centre as it is, you get this peaceful sort of feeling when you go in there. That's enhanced now by the garden. So what I'm offering, or what we're offering out there, is an experience. You come, you walk around the garden, you relax. People will eventually start spending a few hours there. You have a coffee, you pick up a few plants. If you want some advice, you get advice of somebody to help you out there. It's an experience.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful experience as well, in fairness to you. And also, and to let people know, because you've said it with me many times on the radio here, if people have questions, go out and ask them. Do you know what I mean? You've got a very experienced team out there. If you have any questions to do with your garden, if you're worried about soil or anything like that, I mean, people are free to come up and just ask the questions, aren't they?
Yeah. So our tagline is something different. So we try to offer something different, and that's from the product to the service. So if a person has any questions or don't be afraid to ask us. That's what we're there for. And with modern technology now, you just take a picture on your iPad or on your phone of a particular area or a particular plant, even if you're driving on the road or walking on the road and you see something you like, take a picture of it and bring it over to it. You can text it to us or bring it over to us, and we'll help you then.
Brilliant. David, as always, thanks a million for taking time to come out and have a chat with me today. We might catch up with you again in maybe 4 to 6 weeks and see where you're at in terms of the restaurant and the garden centre and the extension and all of that. And then I suppose we'll be talking about going into the summer months already, God almighty. Time is flying around the place. David, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.